Hot 105 with us this morning, one of the two candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton. Madam Secretary, are you there?
Okay, the Secretary should be on the line.
This is Hillary Clinton. Hi, how you doing?
Quite well, Madam Secretary. How are you doing? How's the campaign going?
So far, so good. You're in Miami, right?
Yes, I am, and I thank you for the opportunity to talk about your candidacy.
Absolutely delighted to. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Secretary Clinton, let's start off with the historically black colleges and universities. Our HBCUs, which have been our gateway to political empowerment, economic empowerment, social mobilities, and what can you do if elected president to help?
Well, Rodney, I am a very big admirer of and advocate for the HBCUs. That's why in my plan called the New College Compact, I have a special provision of a fund of $25 billion that is aimed at the HBCUs so that they can do upgrades to their facilities, their equipment, curriculum, their faculty, their ability to attract and keep students in these difficult economic times. I am the only candidate on either side who has a specific plan to help the HBCUs because I know what a valuable role they play, not just in educating African Americans, but in really supporting our country in having the professionals and leaders that we need.
And Ms. Clinton, let's switch the topic to economics. Having access for black business to capital and contract opportunities and procurement and other pathways to economic opportunity and not facing some of these economic hurdles that we have to face.
Boy, do I believe that. You know, I want to be a good president for small business and entrepreneurs, especially for minority-owned and women-owned small businesses. And I'm sure you know that the fastest-growing segment of the small business economy is with African-American women starting and growing their small businesses. And I've been meeting with many of them as I've traveled around the country because I want the Small Business Administration, I want local and state groups partnering with the federal government to provide more funding. I want to do what I did when I was a senator from New York. I held conferences to help small businesses, particularly minority and women-owned, to learn how to compete for contracts with the federal government, how to get into the procurement process. I'm going to do that again as president. I admire people who are small business leaders, but I know that it's good for the economy. Two-thirds of all the new jobs will come from small business. I'm going to reorient the federal government's programs, push for more credit access and more support for small businesses, and emphasize the importance of minority-owned and women-owned small businesses.
We are speaking to Hillary Clinton. She is the candidate for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. And I appreciate you reaching out to me in Black Radio. I think I'm your first interview in the entire state, so I thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney. It's been great to talk to you. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care now.